prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll-free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here in Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment, and that's what we're going to do. Magical Engineer Frank and I are ready to go. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about a new generation of vaccines for the first part of the show, and we've got a lot of other stuff we can talk about, and we will. And we have our quack report, but before we get into all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm hitting the knees. Minding the time, because it grows short, and today's devotional puts us in Matthew 13. And it says, again, the kingdom of God is like unto treasure hidden in a field, in which when a man finds it, he hides it, and for this he goes and he sells all he has to buy the field. Yeah, that's exactly what I say. God is the treasure. And in 1 Corinthians 15 it says, now, this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood can't inherit the kingdom of God. Neither does corruption inherit incorruption. So, yeah, open up that Bible, seek the Lord's face, have that relationship you're dying to have, and you'll never regret it. Mind the time. It grows short because the Jesus, the Lord, is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, there's couple of doctors. We're going to talk about this a little bit in the first part of the show. We've got a couple of doctors that have sounded the alarm about the RNA vaccine, the coronavirus vaccine that's come out. They're petitioning the European Regulatory Commission to put a halt on this vaccine, to not distribute it because it has not so great consequences. Most concerning, the vaccine has the potential to cause infertility, according to a couple of doctors. So we're going to be covering some of that in the first part of the show. So this is the Pfizer vaccine by BioNTech that's being come out. Yeah, so we'll cover more of that in detail. Also, last but not least, in the quack report, Denmark abandons their idea, the government does, to do forced vaccination of the COVID vaccine. Danish government backed off of producing their epidemic law that had given broad powers to enact measures against people being vaccinated with the COVID-19 vaccine after there was 9 days of public protest. Way to go, the Danish folks. If it had passed, now, the law would have allowed the government to conduct forced physical exams, mandate isolation, and mandate a forced vaccine. Biggest uproar resulting from the protest was, the last straw was the part where the police would be directed to force the vaccine part. So, yeah, well. I think Americans are kind of at that same stage. I would think, Frank. You know, you know, if they're going to be saying there's no options, like the government overseas was, I guess, promoting, I think you're going to see something similar here in the United States. Because I don't know, people just
Well, we're going to cover a little bit about this in the first part of the show. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
All right, Frank. Okay, so... are you saying... Hang on a second, folks. Frank, the engineer, is doing engineering work. Did I send you the complete information, or do you need me to resend that, Frank? I'm not sure you can get it together for this show. Maybe next show? Anyway, Frank and I are talking about this clip that I would love to play, but I may not have sent him the information he needs to grab that clip. Anyway, he's going to let us know. If we can figure it out during the bottom of the hour break, we'll do it. Do you got the time stamp that I'm looking for then, Frank? We'll chat more at the bottom of the hour. So we got to roll on with the new generation of vaccines topic here. So the general public, folks, the general public kind of remains a little confused, maybe uninformed, about the way drug companies are making vaccines. So people may read about this new RNA vaccine, but they really don't know much about them or their components. So I want you to keep in mind that when we see the scientific side of immunology, they have the opinion that the human immune system is imperfect. It's not unfinished. God didn't finish making it. It needs help. It needs improvement. That's their mindset. So, and mind you now, science states all of this but then they admit also that the human immune system is very sophisticated and they really don't know enough about it. So, makes you wonder then, what are they doing with all these vaccines and the inventing new ones? What is all that doing to our human immune system? If they don't know enough about the immune system, what gives them the license to tinker with it? So we're going to take a look at this new generation of vaccines, and I want you to be aware of their potential. Okay, so there's this review in the January 2018 issue of Nature Review, and they offered basically some key components about the RNA and also what is also called mRNA vaccines. So the scientific reports are stating that these new vaccines are better. They have improvements with regard to immunology. And according to the reports, the conventional vaccines, well, they take too long to manufacture, and they're more expensive to make. So now, just recently, a medical research was editing some serums so the vaccines would not need refrigeration and supposedly also improve their stability. And statements like that make you ask, well, just how unstable were the conventional vaccines then? But we're supposed to be seriously impressed with all this new vaccine science and its technology offering widespread use. And that's right. The new generation of vaccines will expand beyond your childhood vaccines and your flu shots and also your pandemics. It's going to be vaccines for just about any internal medicine disorder. Okay. And of course, we've talked about how some of these mechanisms that they're editing within the pathogens have on and off switch with regard to protein interfaces. So we've mentioned previously that, you know, with the gene editing tool, the scientists can edit any disease they like and alter it and alter how it functions inside our body. So the measles outbreak is a good example. We recently saw that in the United States and also in Canada. The U.S. physicians in Canada and the U.S. physicians here were reporting that that outbreak we had of measles was generated, they said, by the vaccinated children with the new RNA measles pathogen. So the doctors reported the measles pathogen was not a natural one, but a contrived version of it through gene editing. So this version of the disease created an extenuated contagion time frame and a more virulent version of measles. And it was only the vaccinated children that were exhibiting these symptoms. So, but mainstream media didn't cover that, Frank. Sad, but true. Now, I want you to notice some of the terms in some of this report that does come in to, I guess, maybe the mainstream media, maybe not. But science is describing their RNA vaccines to have the following enhancements. Increases protein translation, which means it takes over your natural immune system's ability to use prior antibodies and adapt them to defend you from an infection. So there is really nothing wrong with your original immune system's ability to carry out this action. But the new vaccines are going to mess it all up. They say they're sequenced, optimized RNA, mRNA vaccines to influence immune system lipids. Well, okay. Which means this is going to alter how the immune system is going to function. So this is where we have increased incidences of autoimmune disease, where the immune system has been modified, in many cases even disabled. Then they also say, well, the RNA vaccines have dendritic cell vaccines inside. So these are being tested right now for cancer to attack tumors. So these are dendritic cell vaccines to attack tumors. And these type of vaccines also adapt the human immune system into destroying the tumor. So they're going to control the immune system to do that. So tumors, basically, people don't understand, tumors are initially the body's way of encapsulating cancer cells to prevent them from spreading. Also, using RNA vaccines, they're going to create new immune system pathways for additional diseases. So you're going to see vaccines for, you know, blood clots, vaccines for heart attacks, vaccines for kidney failure. You just name it. It's a broad open door that they're going to create vaccines for just about every little thing. Warts. I imagine they'll have a vaccine to get rid of your warts, Frank. Not that you have warts, but, you know, get the point. So let's look at the COVID RNA vaccine. So if we want to put the newest RNA COVID vaccine into understandable terms, the vaccine is going to control the RNA transcribed DNA that travels into all your cells, where cell proteins will be translated. So the Pfizer Biotech and Moderna COVID vaccines are synthetic RNA cloaked in lipid nanoparticles. So why is that done? Well, what is in the vaccine is going to evade the immune system. So the immune system, it's cloaked, so the immune system won't detect it. And once the vaccine has evaded the immune system and has invaded your cells, the pathogen will use the cells to manufacture spiked SARS and COVID proteins. You remember the SARS virus, right? Okay. And since your immune system really doesn't know it's there, how could it really produce any antibodies to protect you? Think about it. It can't, and possibly it won't. And the science tells us, well, your immune system will then go into hyperdrive and produce antibody protection all without ever being infected by the pathogen. Well, that's not how the immune system works. There has to be an infection. The body has to identify the infection. The immune system has to chemically be alerted to it, and then it has to create antibodies. So none of that really makes sense when they write that up. And, you know, you wonder what the author was doing at the time he was writing that. Was he smoking something is what my question is. So no antibodies are going to be created, because antibodies are going to be temperature specific. They're only generated when you get a fever of 101 degrees Fahrenheit or higher. Now, and other words, if you have a fever, you can create some antibodies. So what medical science is trying to convince us of is that to avoid the expensive practice of culturing pathogens for vaccines, they are turning to the patient they're turning the patient into the lab to make the infectious protein. So remember, they're going to use the cell in the human body to manufacture the SARS and COVID pathogens. And what happens typically in a virus action anyway, it will invade your cell and use the cell as an incubator to produce more of its infectious pathogens, and then it bursts the cell open, spreading more baby pathogens that will infect other cells. And that's typically how viruses work. So, but it's going to be cloaked, so the immune system won't know it's there. So it's not going to make an antibody. Not what you want to hear, is it? Because that's what vaccines have been, we've been told about vaccines forever, is it helps your immune system make antibodies and make more of them and make it better so that you'll have protection. So the RNA vaccine can be mass-produced at a fraction of the time and cost of conventional vaccines. Now, the public has been been testing these vaccines. Scientific medicine has been actually injecting humans with RNA vaccines since 2017 for the following treatments: rabies, influenza, herpes, and the Zika virus. Now, science also knows that RNA vaccines do not produce the antibody protection science would promote them to do. Let me read you a quote. This is by Dr. Drew Weissman. This is published in Nature Reviews Drug Discovery. He says, the team noted that in both trials, immunology or immunogenicity was more modest in humans than expected compared to animal trials, a phenomenon that also we observed with the DNA-based vaccines were the side effects that were not trivial. Not trivial. He goes on to say, while the flu and the rabies RNA vaccines appeared to be tolerated, trials did show moderate and severe injection site or systemic reactions. We also are concerned that some RNA-based vaccines can induce potent type 1 interferon responses causing inflammation and autoimmune disease. So the authors of the Nature Review also reported your RNA vaccines can cause the following complications: edema, which is fluid retention, not good if you have congestive heart failure, you know, asthma, maybe, because you can get fluid around the lungs. Also, they said blood coagulation, so unwanted blood clots, and thrombosis formation, serious blood clots. So Moderna now has released has not released their figures regarding adverse events on their COVID vaccine, but they simply stated there were no serious safety concerns. Well, we want to know what the events were. We don't care what your opinion about safety is. We want to know, was there blood clots and was there edema and was there, you know, other complications, systemic reactions? We want to know those things. Now, let's look behind the vaccine for a minute, because what is really behind this new generation of vaccines, other than cheaper manufacturing costs and not having to refrigerate the serums? Well, according to this article, June 2010, it was in the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health. Very interesting. They said the vaccines will affect the human immune system, but it will also act as an infertility agent. So the vaccines alter proteins, they said, needed for hormones and other reproductive functions. So the RNA vaccines will reduce sperm output by targeting specific proteins. And the tetanus vaccine, obviously, is already a sterilization vaccine for females who will be infertile for 7 to 8 years after getting vaccinated. So, again, it is about proteins, and the tetanus serum makes the female system allergic to pregnancy, so the fertilized egg can't attach to the lining of the uterus. So it's a serum version of RU486 drug, basically. The morning after pill is another term, I guess. So it's really no surprise that, you know, two of our European physicians, let's see, Dr. Wolfgang Wodarg, I guess that's how you pronounce it, Wodarg, he's a German physician, and Dr. Michael Udon, he's an English physician, they've warned people, and they've filed a complaint with the European Advisory Board, warning people that COVID mRNA vaccine by Pfizer Biotech can attack placenta cells, causing infertility. So the doctors are, they also believe that the real data that shows that the vaccine is really, the raw data shows the vaccine was really less than 3% effective against COVID virus, which begs the question, is the COVID vaccine really then all about birth control treatment? You know, what is that? What is that Bill Gates thing? We can control the population by about 15% with vaccines, Frank. Remember that? Yeah. You gotta come back to that, don't you? Bill Gates. And he's, you know, got patents on COVID, so he's got all kinds of things going on. Let me read you a quote from Dr. Wolfgang Waldarg and Dr. Michael Yadon. I guess that's how you pronounce their names. They say the study design for the safety and the hasty phase of the clinical trials has produced fraudulent data points, which will lead to misleading the public health guidelines and future harm to humans, is what they said. Quote, well, what were we expecting, Frank, from this deep state and the pharmaceutical drug companies? What in the world did, you know, what were we thinking? And when you hear the reports of medical personnel, nurses don't want doctors. They don't want the experimental RNA COVID vaccine, and they work with COVID patients. You would think they would line up for that, Frank, because they're working frontline with COVID patients, but they don't want this vaccine. It's quite telling, you know, about the confidence in the medical establishment when your health professionals say, no thanks. So these professionals will most likely have to be mandated to get the vaccine, similar to the annual flu shot, because obviously they weren't volunteering to get the flu shot either. It had to be mandated. That's very telling. So these doctors, these nurses see patients who get damaged by flu shots, and that's why they don't want it. So I think there's going to be a mass rejection of the COVID vaccine, and more will opt for other less risky therapeutics. I, for one, hey, I'm going to stick with my herbs. That's what I'm going to do. God's promise is herbs are here for the service of man and healing of the nations, and God can't lie. Now, astragalus root, very high level of zinc, and the natural immune system uses zinc to coat the surface of your cells and prevents the COVID virus from invading your cells and making you sick. That was a report in 2019 from the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health. So I use astragalus root, high in zinc. Easy. Now, if you want some astragalus root or if you want a free product catalog, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs for their professional strength astragalus root. It's a liquid, fast-acting, all organic. You will be amazed. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. It's where your healthcare options just became endless. ThePowerHerbs.com. Yeah, I mean, I think one statistician at MIT said that when she did the real data count on the deaths going to death certificates and hospital records and comparing it from the last 2 years, our death count isn't out of whack at all. It's the same as it's been the last couple of years. So, yeah, Frank says, so what's the big deal? It's a flu bug. That's what it is. But, you know, you can still raise your resistance, heighten your resistance using some of God's good herbs. So we're going to take a break, but we got more on the other side. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask, robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Hey, Frank. Okay, we're back here. Frank's got our clip ready. Oh, genius that he is. I'm going to introduce it. This is a clip. This was a Senate hearing just recently. It was a Senate hearing over COVID treatments. So the Senator Johnson was leading the hearing, and there was an interesting little segment presented by Dr. Peter McCullough regarding the scientific research that is kind of like fake news. So go ahead and play the clip, Frank. Thanks.
Can knowledge of treating people with success and realize, you know, really the risk-reward ratio would be in favor of give it a shot. And let me make this point, and then I'll turn it over to Senator Peters. I see he's back on screen here. I think me, as a human being, as an American citizen, with the freedom, with a bill that I helped pass now, Right to Try, should have the right to access this without the interference of bureaucrats in the CDC, NIH, and the FDA. And that is exactly what's happened. I can't get it. Millions of Americans can't access it because of the disinformation, the scaremongering, and the prescription logjam that has been created by bureaucrats. So you can sit back and go, oh, but it hasn't been proven effective. Well, they've never pushed trials to really analyze it. And I've got some pretty eminent people in front of me that have looked at the observational data and completely dispute that. Now, you can sit there with all the authoritative voice that you possibly have, but we've got some gentlemen here that are treating patients, are within that empathy circle, and they completely disagree with you. I'll turn it over to Senator Peters. Oops. Dropped off.
Frank, that's the wrong clip, sweetheart. That's the wrong clip to play. We'll have to get that clip, and we'll play it Thursday. How's that? All right? Okay, well, thanks. It's a great try. It was like an hour and 53 minutes and 24 seconds into the session, the hearing, and then 3 minutes from that point is what I was looking for. Anyway, maybe we'll get it ready for a Thursday show. I thank you for trying, though, Frank. All right. What? Okay, next time. Yeah, I know. I think I sent him the link, but maybe not. All right, we'll get it together. We'll do it Thursday. Well, we're going to roll on here, and we're going to be talking about some herbs that are good for your liver and your blood sugar. That's right. So we are at a time in medical history where medicine is turning more and more to herbs for healing benefits, and when the drugs get too expensive and too toxic and produce no really great benefits, then healing professionals are kind of looking somewhere else. And this is really not a fad that will, you know, revert back to just strict drug cultures. This is kind of an evolution of utilizing practical knowledge associated with empirical history. So the open-minded physicians of today will make great strides in actually producing cures, where the other doctors, you know, they're kind of stuck in the conventional drug therapies for, you know, chronic illnesses that really won't get better. So we're going to take a look at what's going on within modern healthcare. So what we seem to be witnessing is some very important things in reviving, if you will, a dying industry organized to manage disease rather than cure it. So people realize that, you know, modern medicine kind of lost its way, its focus. It's kind of chasing the monetary rewards instead of true health. So scientific medicine advanced in the knowledge of anatomy and in trauma care, surgical interventions, things like that. However, it took those gifts and it merged them with toxic therapies like drugs. So it's kind of like trying to merge light and darkness at the same time. It really has a hard time coexisting. So here is the question that everyone needs to ask. Like the banking system, is scientific healthcare too big to fail? Well, the publication called STAT had some reports on health-oriented news, and it stated back in March 2017 that modern medicine was turning to the, quote, mystical side and promoting unproven therapies. Well, to clarify the unproven therapies, they were to use, you know, plant nutrition and to help the body heal itself. That supposedly is unproven by science. So science has really not clinically proven how all these properties in nutrition work, and until they prove them, they're not really worth looking at. So it is considered an unproven therapy, an unhealthy one, an unsafe one. So they are reporting that the hospitals of Yale, Duke, Johns Hopkins, and others are embracing alternative therapies, and the new reputation that healthcare wants us to address is that natural therapies have a little benefit, but really they have no side effects. They have lots of benefits. They don't have side effects. Apparently, the uproar, though, is the surprise in some of the health professional areas is that hospitals now, some of them are promoting and using natural medicinal herbs without the scientific approval. So they are using what science says is untested, unsafe, and unreliable. God's herbs. That's what they're saying about God's herbs. So here's a partial list of some of the therapies that some hospitals are incorporating. They're using acupuncture for things like infertility. They're using energy healing for multiple sclerosis patients. They're using herbs and homeopathic supplements for fibromyalgia and Alzheimer's. They're using natural therapies for depression, heart disease, cancer, and pain, and also Reiki therapy for blood cancer. So this kind of makeover, if you will, of some of the areas of scientific healthcare is also remodeling the hospitals. The hospitals, they're remodeling hospitals a little bit to make them look more like spas, wellness centers, than actual hospitals, clinical centers. So there are 15 hospitals in the United States that have climbed on board using some natural healing wellness therapies there. And they even have detox programs to cleanse the body. So the children's section does include some natural therapies for things like autism and asthma and HDAD. But not all hospital employees are in agreement with this. Here's a quote from Stephen Novella. He's a medical doctor of neurology from Yale School of Medicine. He says, "We've become witch doctors." And Dr. Stephen Salzberg, John Hopkins, says, "If a hospital is offering treatment that's based on fantasy, it undermines the credibility of the institution." Well, keep those statements in mind as we learn more about the COVID stuff, right? Well, let's look at some of this before the celebration begins here that, you know, hospitals are on board. They're not all on board. It's kind of like they're in a test mode here. They're looking at a bigger picture and ask, why would you need trained scientists to administer plant nutrition for wellness? Well, you don't. But according to all these reports, hospitals like the University of California, San Francisco, they say they are busting at the seams with patients that want to gobble up this new approach to wellness. So they're looking at the money. Yeah, it's. They say also the patients are saying it's better than the invasive procedures and the toxic drugs, but it will also hand over the natural medicine market, though, to the scientific medicine community if it becomes regulated for them to use. And it's going to be more expensive. If it does morph that way. Now, some of the teaching hospitals and the medical schools are starting to add a little bit of training on homeopathic, traditional Chinese herbal medicines, intravenous vitamin and mineral therapies, chelation treatments, that kind of thing. University of Arizona actually received $1 million in a gift from a corporation to offer natural and spiritual healing therapies and also to train their physicians. There are also some reports that Duke University Medical School and Duke Health in North Carolina has a growing integrative medical center area. So the patient membership or the dues there for treatment start at about $1,800 a year. Interesting stuff. Also, the treatments are billed separately. According to the report, they're also seeing a gradual implant of clinical changes with healthcare. So the Cleveland clinic had this to state. They say, "We are responding to the needs of our patients and patient demand." Also, Stephen Novella, he's a neurology, again, at Yale School. We've heard from him already. He says, "By promoting such therapies, physicians are forfeiting any claim that we had at being science-based professions." Yes. No, Frank's asking if Duke Health is related to Duke Energy. No. Duke Energy is a utility company, and Duke Medical is university hospital school medicine. So what I'm thinking is, you know, Dr. Novella here didn't read a lot of journal articles where that said 50% of the scientific clinical trials on drugs are fake. Okay, so it's not science-based then, is it? Some physicians are open-minded enough, though, to at least look at the empirical history and the writings on some of the early and successful healers using natural medicines. Now, their father of medicine, you know, he used herbs. The one that they say started it all, Hippocrates, he used natural therapies. He used hot and cold water therapy, use all kinds of things. Now, here is a quote by Linda Lee. She's a medical doctor. She's a gastroenterologist at Johns Hopkins Integrative Medicine. She said, "Yes, as scientists, we want to be rigid, but as a physician, I want to find what's best for the patients. Who am I to say what's hogwash? Also, Arthur Kapien, he's a medical bioethicist at New York University. He said, hospital executives talk with patients because they are customers. Customers have demands. Your job is to sell them what they want. Well, yeah, follow the money, huh? So now some people are kind of waiting for the scientific approval on the natural therapy area before they actually try them. Now, in April 2019, there was this journal article in Nutrition Research, and it reported that spirulina, the blue-green algae, has many health benefits for improving the health of the liver and for also diabetes. So the University of Western Brittany in France conducted some research and found that spirulina has anti-hyperglycemic action, liver protection, and has anti-diabetic properties. So in their animal studies, they were able to reverse the diabetes-induced state within 21 days. They also concluded that spirulina helps to produce balanced body weight, reduce liver toxins, and also has a lot of antioxidants and improve cholesterol levels and triglycerides. So the nutrition in your spirulina reduces oxidative stress on your metabolism. And the scientists stated all these benefits were the result of taking 5% of that into your diet and substituting the spirulina, just taking like 5% of your diet and just putting the plugging the spirulina in there. So they said all these benefits were documented in an April 2013 India and China researchers were found some of the same results. Spirulina works also on type 2 diabetes as well. And that research was done by the School of Pharmaceutical Science in China. Here is a quote from the Journal of Medical Food in July of 2004. They stated, these findings suggest the beneficial effect of spirulina supplementation in controlling blood glucose levels and improving the lipid profile of subjects with type 2 diabetes myelitis. So the National Institutes of Health and the Journal of Hypertension also published findings that spirulina will reduce your blood pressure, helps people with mental and emotional disorders, and according to their research, the nutrition in your spirulina reduces inflammation in the body, reduces stress and anxiety, and even improves attention deficit disorders. Here's a quote from Dr. Toby Cosgrove of Cleveland Clinic. He says, the old ways of combating chronic disease hasn't worked. We have heard from our patients that they want more than what conventional medicine can offer. Richard Lang, a medical doctor also at Cleveland Clinic, says, if natural therapies like acupuncture for pain don't work, I don't know that you've lost anything. If it does work, then you get a better you're at a better place. Yeah, proof's in the pudding, is what he's saying. Let's give it a chance. Let's see if it works. Let's see what it produces. And if it benefits the patients, then yeah. Well, the hypocrisy that you see in modern healthcare is pretty evident. It's obviously your politics as well. But doctors claim that natural therapies are not evidence-based and therefore a wishful thinking. However, we are hearing more reports about doctors on a wing and a prayer. They'll try something when the drugs, even for off-label use, aren't supposed to be used for that, but they're hoping it prevents the patient from, you know, dying or becoming more ill. So off-label drugs are really not approved for the condition that they're going to give it to the patient for, so that's not evidence-based either. The hypocrisy of it all. So if you have the power to utilize some of these nutritional elements, you know, what do you got to lose, right? Now, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they have spirulina. They include it in their Body Foundation food mix. It's a vitamin, mineral, amino acid, plant protein mix. And you just throw it in juice, throw it in water, throw it in a smoothie. It will cover your nutritional elements each day. A lot of times people like it because if the body's got the nutrition coming in, they're less hungry and they can eat lighter and lose some weight. So you're not starving the body for nutrition when you do that. So it's an important thing to utilize. It'll give you extra liver support. It'll help you. Also, if you want a little extra for the liver, more antioxidants, add some milk thistle. That's what I would do. And if you got the blood sugar issue going on, you know, get a little spirulina going and see if you can maybe reduce the need for prescription meds there. A lot of times we're allergic to our diet and we just don't know it, right? Right. Okay, so we got a few minutes. And yes, Frank, I'm going to send you the appropriate link to that clip. I do apologize. That was all my fault. See, it's not always the engineer's fault, Frank. The host did it. All right, we're going to talk about our brain health for just a minute because, you know, what do we hear as we get older? They expect you to have memory issues, maybe have dementia. Well, since the flood, man has been kind of degenerating within his lifespan. We're getting shorter and shorter lifespan since the biblical flood. Now, one major element that has really changed post-flood was obviously our diet, which began with consumption of animal foods. So the consumption of animal meats and milk products changed man's DNA, and with each generation, the lifespans became shorter. So what we put into our body and what we expose it to affects everything. Results can happen suddenly or over time, depending on what you're using. So we're going to take a look at how we have influenced our health and longevity, even with our brain, on a daily basis. All right, so according to science, this is medical research, we can make our brain age faster and create premature cognitive diseases with a poor lifestyle. So according to research, this is out of the Public Library of Science, the lifestyles that will age our brains faster would be lack of exercise. The brain is geared to regular physical activity and fitness. It likes a routine. It likes certain areas of the brain to work, be energized. But if you don't exercise, according to science, your brain can shrink a bit. Sitting too much and too often will thin out the medial temporal lobe area of the brain. And this area of the brain is linked to your emotions, and it's associated to other areas of the brain that involve memories and cognitive functions. Also, brain shrinkage, they say, can trigger a decrease in blood flow that can affect other connections between your brain and your neurons. So you can get things like brain inflammation can be the result, and also, you know, that affects the other nutrition that can get to your brain. Also, lack of obvious proper nutrition to the brain leads to mental health problems like depression, and also addictions to substances can also affect the brain and how it receives nutrients and circulation. Bad diets rich with junk food, convenience foods are known to age the brain, also push up high blood pressure and give you diabetes and heart disease. We were just talking about addictions to substances. How many people in America are addicted to caffeine? I would say a lot, right? So, and your eyes are part of your neurological tissue. They're part of the brain, really. And so when you have caffeine, it constricts blood vessels. And you've got really small capillary of filing or delivery of blood flow to your eyes, about the breadth of a human hair. So when you constrict all that, the eyes can get a lack of blood flow and nutrition and oxygen, and it can hinder vision, can give you vision issues. Okay? So if you have vision issues, try going off all the caffeine, the coffee, the tea, no decaffeinated stuff either, because there's caffeine in that. There's caffeine in green tea. You'll have to go to something like, you know, lemon ginger tea or orange tea or some sort of herb tea, but just no caffeine. And just watch, in just a few days, you can notice the improvement in vision. So we can be addicted to caffeine, and it can be giving us a problem in certain areas. So let's look at some diets that can help with stop your dementia. This is researchers out of the Alzheimer's and Dementia Association. They had a study in the Journal of Alzheimer's Association, and they said that the Mediterranean diet, the one we promote all the time, is an intervention that can reduce or change the developing brain and a disease by about 53%. So the diet is known to help prevent heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. They have listed some brain-boosting foods that we can consume. Green leafy vegetables, all vegetables really, berries, nuts, fish, beans, poultry, whole grains, olive oil, and wine in moderation. Also, interestingly, they also suggested we avoid these foods in the report. Red meat, foods with high fat, cheese, fast foods, sweets, and pastries, which can cause arthritis. Some of the addiction foods to be aware of, alcohol, tobacco, street drugs, some prescribed medications. These substances can promote cognitive brain dysfunction. Now, physicians at Johns Hopkins University conducted this large-scale study of 62,000 people. It involved brain scans from ages 9 months to 105 years old. They analyzed the brain scans, and they found that there is what is called brain age acceleration, and it was not more evident in people who – it was more evident, excuse me, in people who abused alcohol and used cannabis, you know, the wacky weed, right? Marijuana. So they also stated that brain age acceleration increased the risk of mental health conditions, and the researchers at Rutgers also found that even moderate alcohol consumption affected the hippocampus area of the brain that affects learning and memory by about 40%. Smoking can also be a problem, they said, for the human brain. University of California said we double our risk of getting Alzheimer's disease if we tend to smoke. So some of the things that can help our brain stay young, according to the Alzheimer's and Dementia Translation Research Clinical Intervention Review, they said challenge your mind and do crossword puzzles, do brain games, reduce cognitive decline by 29% if you do that. They say learn to play a musical instrument. Many brilliant professionals played instruments to help them think. Also, do math computations in your head. And memorize large, memorize things like poetry, Bible verses, songs, and also don't forget to socialize. And of course, now we're in the anti-socializing environment because of the government lockdowns, and so it's causing brain problems. So our current state has really been one that's not helped us all with our brain health. Here is a quote from Power of Positivity. They say, it goes without saying that as much as you try to keep other organs of your body healthy, you also have to prioritize your brain's health as well. Also, this is from the Journal of Gerontology. They say, it is shocking to see this decline in cognitive functioning among baby boomers after generations of increased in test scores, and what I'm seeing is this decline in all groups, men, women, across all races of ethnicity and across all education, income, and wealth levels. Well, you're going to see more of that, you know, if you're going to have continued lockdowns, which we're going to pray against that. But if you're interested in some herbs that can help boost brain action, give the folks a call at Apothecary Herbs. Give them a call. They have brain concentrate formulas in a liquid. You'll love it. And give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Give them a call or visit their website. Get a free product catalog. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.